This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, April 12th. Well, the stock market is on very firm footing this morning. It liked the CPI report, and I'll get into those details, but the main thing you should know is the Treasury bond yields are falling. So when the market perceives that inflation is cooling off, obviously bond yields fall. But when we look at the CPI, the headline is great, you know, because we went from a 6% annual pace to a 5% annual pace, and the overall CPI was only 0.1% in March. But the core rate was stubbornly high, up 0.4%. And the good news is owner's equivalent rent finally cracked. It went from 0.8% in February to 0.6% in March. But they still have housing costs rising about 8.2% in the past year. Now, that's a third of the CPI. So we do have to get that down, okay? And obviously, home prices have peaked. Obviously, rentals prices are soft. The government data seems to be lagging, but at least it finally cracked. Now, the core rate actually rose year over year. It's running at 5.6%, up from 5.5% in February. So I don't like the details, okay? But the overall headline was great. The market reaction was great. So we're getting a relief rally. So I do want to mention a couple things. This week has been amazingly strong for a lot of our stocks. It seems to be just the money flowing in the market is lifting a lot of boats. There's no doubt that our stocks tend to act well as we head into earnings season. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of articles about how this earnings season is going to be problematic. But the companies that are going to announce good results are clearly an oasis, and that's our stocks. One other thing that's going on is energy prices and the CPI fell 3.5% in March, and that was mostly due to low natural gas prices, and hopefully it's showing up in some utility bills. But the main thing is natural gas has everything to do with weather, okay? In the natural gas business, you want a freezing cold winter and a hot, miserable summer because they use natural gas for the electricity generation and the peaker plants. What's interesting is even you have to have that cold weather or hot weather in high metropolitan areas. So, you know, the West Coast has been colder than normal. New York's been warmer than normal. So you need to have that cold weather in heavy metropolitan areas is the bottom line. And that didn't happen this year. So natural gas prices fell, and we have a glut. Now, those strikes in France have disrupted crude oil refining in France. They had to hit their reserves because they couldn't unload from the ports. So the shipping industry that handles petroleum products is a bit in chaos right now. France, believe it or not, exports gasoline to the East Coast. You know, when you refine a barrel of oil, you get so much diesel, so much gas. Anyway, they make more gas than they need, so they send it to the East Coast. They also export a lot to Africa. So the French strikes are starting to impact energy prices now. And now France has to replenish its depleted reserves because it had it during the strikes, it was hitting its reserves. It'll be interesting if we have to replenish our depleted strategic petroleum reserve as well. So the energy market's looking very good now. Very comfortable with my energy bet. There was a good article in the Financial Times showing that energy was going to be the second strongest industry for earnings this upcoming quarter. So it looks pretty good for us, folks. So let's just enjoy earnings season. Let's let the earnings do their thing and drop kick and drive the stocks higher one by one. Tomorrow we're going to get the PPI report. That's pretty important. I want to look at wholesale service costs and see what's happening. And then Friday we're going to get retail sales. So we got a lot of economic news this week. But in the meantime, enjoy the melt up. You deserve it. And that's it. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. It's Louis Navelier.